You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show. And now, here's Drew and his trusty sidekick, Thor, just thinking about it.
We're back live on the Drew Marshall Show. Thanks for tuning in. We're streaming live at drewmarshall.ca. We're on Joe Radio, your coffee station.
We got some great guests coming up.
Joe Radio.ca and across the GTI and AM 1250. We're also streaming live video on our Facebook page. We're going to wave to you right now. Lean in, Tim. Blow him a kiss or something, will you? All right, we're into our last couple of segments here on the show for season 13, which is a little cray cray. You taught me that. You taught me all the cool things to say.
Because I am.
It's the pub crawl, and that's where we usually bring in a couple of buddies and talk about topics, crawl from topic to topic. But today, it's a little bit different. Today's topic is everything you've always wanted to say to Drew but haven't. Today is the last show of season 13, and since this will be my last live show until January 2017, because I'm taking a five-month sabbatical,
wow,
we thought it might be time for us to open the phone lines and invite our listeners to call and offer me a little advice, maybe a good stern talking to, before I head out on this sabbatical thingy in my 800-kilometer pilgrimage in a vow of silence on the Camino de Santiago.
And listeners, please be aware there is no 8-second delay, so please be very careful about your advice.
Thanks, Tim. Thank you. So the phone number is 877-569-1250. Whether you're a longtime listener or relatively new to the insanity, which is The Drew Marshall Show, the phone number is 877-569-1250. We're not going to keep the phone lines open too long because it just gets awkward. 877-569-1250. Phone lines are open right now for you, and we'll make a couple of calls ourselves as well, by golly.
Good.
On the line right now at this point in time is someone that I have looked up to for many years, even though I'm taller than he is. He would be, one of my most important spiritual mentors over my lifetime, and his name is Reverend Don Fitchett. Hi, Don.
Hi.
How are you?
I am well, and you?
I'm quite well. It's been a while since you've been on the show.
Yes, that's true.
Do you miss me?
Oh, absolutely, of course. Actually, yes.
What has been going on in your world?
Well, just continuing on in the ministry, you know. I suppose more part-time, although sometimes it's full-time.
Yeah.
Preaching and all that's involved in a church ministry.
How old of a gentleman are you these days, Don?
Well, of a gentleman, I would say probably very little, but I am 84.
84. You're a year older than my dad. My dad just turned 83 yesterday.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So you could be my dad. That's awkward now, isn't it?
I never expected to make it to this.
No.
Thought I'd have a young, tragic life, but however.
Yeah, like James Dean.
That's right, yes.
Well, you've heard about this trip I'm heading out on, and
yes.
And you know, I don't know. I think I'm not even sure what to expect when I head out on the road, but I do want to ask you, if you were going to do what I'm doing, then what advice would you have for me?
Well, I suppose I would advise you to make the most of it, because so often when you go to a retreat and there is silence, people find, especially after two or three days from what I've read, that they find God does indeed speak to them. And that is a wonderful thing. So I would be saying to you that as you're going on this, and it is a silent thing, almost Trappist, that I'm sure God will speak to you. Just be willing to listen and be alert to listen, and I'm sure you'll hear from him.
Have you ever done a silent retreat?
No, you know my big mouth. No, I can't say that I have, and that's to my disadvantage.
Have you heard much about this Camino Trail?
No, just very, very little.
Yeah.
Just a minuscule amount, but I have just heard of it.
Yeah.
But that's the way it would be.
I don't know. I tend to go into these things with zero expectations, and I'm almost hesitant to sort of hunker down and do a whole lot of research on the thing. But my interest is less in the the monuments and the historical churches and the this is where this happened and that's where that happened, and more in the interactions with the people while I'm on the trail, right?
Well, I would agree with that in 100%, yes. That would be more important to me than this site, that site, or the other site, however great those sites are.
Sure, sure.
It would be the interaction that I would find most stimulating and interesting.
Don, you've known me for a whole lot of years, decades.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, when I was baptized, you were the pastor of the church 1,000 years ago.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah. And have you ever known, I mean, what's your overall impression of me, Don? I mean, over the years, I know I'm a bit of an autodidactic iconoclast, a bit of a pain in the gluteus maximus, a bit of a questioner, a bit of an outsider, but I don't know. Do I have a problem?
I'm good. I have to look up some of those terms. But no, as I have known you, I've seen you, and I respect, you're very honest. There's nothing of the put-on about you, which is very, very good. I think you ask a lot of awkward questions, which ought to be asked, and which most people are afraid to ask, lest it put them in a poor light. That's something I respect. And then also, you are honest about your convictions, that if you don't believe or have a difficulty believing or whatever, you are honest about that and don't try to disguise it. That, frankly, I appreciate.
What worries you about me, though?
Really not a great deal, because I think you're going to discover everything that you're looking for. You don't worry me, largely because of the respect I have for you. No, I can't say that I'm worried at all.
Hmm.
In fact, I think on this trip, pilgrimage, call it what you will, I think you will probably find some answers, some that you never expected, some that opposite of what you might have expected. But no, I don't worry about you at all. And that's because I really do have the highest respect, and I know this is not why you called.
No, I called to get a tongue lashing, sir.
Well, no, you're not going to get that from me.
That's what I'm here for.
Honestly, say that,
yeah.
Not from me.
No. Well, I've appreciated your input in my life over so many years.
Well, we've worked together on some things too.
Yeah. Yeah, very much. We've done a bunch of weddings.
Yeah.
One with a horse and one with a sword.
That's right, yes. And they were both very good. I almost died when you told me about the horse, but it worked out very, very well.
Yeah, I was waiting for a big accident down that center aisle.
I was afraid of that too, but however.
Oh, boy. Well, listen, I appreciate you very, very much, and I will check in with you before I go and after I get back.
Do so, and God be with you.
Thank you. Thank you, Don. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Pastor Don Fitchett on the Drew Marshall Show. I thought he would give me a scolding. I thought he would give me a tongue lashing.
Maybe someone else will.
Yeah? Hi, who's this?
Bridget Halfyard calling.
Hello, Bridget. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for coming. Figures. I open up the phone lines for someone to give me a tongue lashing and give me a bit of attitude, and you call.
Well, I got some attitude for you. I love disagreeing with pastors. That guy who just said he isn't worried about you.
Yeah. You disagree
I'm
with him?
I'm a little worried. Yeah. I'm a lot worried.
Yeah. So, some advice for me before I head out on the sabbatical in this 800-kilometer pilgrimage. What do you say?
Bring good shoes.
Thanks.
First of all.
Thanks, tips. Yeah.
I just want to say, I was thinking earlier about you and, like, what could I compare you to? And it took me a long time, but I figured out. Have you ever played that game Operation?
Yes.
No, where it's like the little clown and the guy's on the operating table and you have to go in and not let his red nose light up when you go in to pick out the part.
Really? That's what I remind you of?
Yeah, because you're kind of like that. I think you would be the worst person to play that game ever.
Because I have shaky hands? Because...
No, because in real life, you aren't the gentle, let's go inside and see what we can pull out spiritually in people. You have this great ability to go in and rip it out of someone. And I think that's a good thing. The reason I say I'm worried for you is because I'm hoping when you go on this pilgrimage that God will do the same thing to you.
Hmm. Oh! Okay, now I'm a little scared. Okay.
Good.
Okay.
I wanted you to be a little scared.
So you hope that God does the same thing to me that I've done to other people.
Yeah, in that sense, in the spiritual sense.
Yeah.
Because it's a good thing. You've done some great things for people. You've done some great things for me. You've helped me rip out some, you know, spiritual stuff and brought me to some good places, brought me through some dark places, and I'm thankful for that. Well, as much as it hurt.
Don't wreck what I got going here. I got a good reputation of someone who doesn't care about people. So can you just stop with whatever you're saying there, please?
Well, no, I just hope that when you're on this pilgrimage that, yeah, you get some stuff ripped open. Because it'll be good for you.
Yeah, it'll probably be my soul. Get it? Anybody? Bottom of the hiking boots?
I do. No. Unless, of course, you're going bare feet.
Shoes. Yeah, we get it.
Yeah. Well, thank you,
anyway,
Bridget.
Good luck on your pilgrimage, and I'll hopefully see you before you go.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's going to happen, young lady, because, you know, don't you live in Calgary?
I live near Calgary. Wow, I'm looking at the mountains right now.
All right.
Beautiful place to be.
Hey, get rid of this caller.
Yeah, loser.
Go back to your traffic. Stay out of the left lane.
Yeah. Bridget, I seriously very, very much appreciate your words. Thank you.
You are welcome.
You take
care. Have a great day.
Okay, chick. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Tim.
See you later, girl.
Nobody cares about Tim. Okay. 877-569-1250. 877-569-1250. Going to keep the phone lines open for a couple of more minutes in case anybody wants to scold me for something.
I got something.
I don't know if I want to hear from you right now.
When do you want to hear from me?
At the pub.
All right.
Okay, you go ahead and talk. Ready?
Okay.
Go.
Similar to everybody else, but just, you know, in a different way. Make sure you rotate your tires occasionally. Where are you going?
I'm leaving.
You're hilarious. He walks right out as I'm getting advice. You're kind of like, you know, my children, my wife, my students. It's funny, you know, 2 weeks ago when we were here and we were dealing with the Black Lives Matters thing, afterwards we were talking about it and I was kind of on one side and you were on the other, and you said, you know, I'm just giving my opinion. And I think something that struck me as I was thinking about today's show and about your pilgrimage is, in general, something that I'm learning now is to stop giving opinions and to listen.
Stop what?
Giving opinions and to listen. And I think that, ironically, that's what you're going to be forced to do for the next couple of months.
Yeah.
Which may be difficult for you. I know it'd be difficult for me. And I think something I learned from improv, and I think something, you know, that people are touching on different ways, but it's a great philosophy, is follow your fear.
Follow my fear.
Yeah. That's where all the magic happens.
When was the last time you did that? What does that look like? Follow my fear. Like when I walk by a dark alley, I should go in it?
No, it's the idea in improv is the places that you're not sure where success is going to lie, that's where you need to go. You may fail, but those are all the places that if something crazy and awesome is going to happen, that's where it's going to happen, outside of your comfort zone. And I don't think fear is necessarily, you know, a physical fear, like, you know, if you're facing a group of people with big swords, just walk right into it. I think it's more of an emotional, psychological, and maybe in your case, a spiritual thing, is to follow your fear. And you've taken those improv courses, so you know that sometimes you just have to jump in. And that's when some of the cool stuff happens. It's almost thoughtful.
That's pretty deep, man.
Yeah.
Pretty deep. You know what? I mean, seriously, you and I have done this show for a whole lot of years now.
Yeah. What is it? And, 7 or 8 now?
And it's going to be weird, A, not doing the show for that long, and B, not hanging out with you for that long.
I know. And the worst part is Pam's going to have a list of honey-do things for
your woman's going to have you fixing up that house left, right, and center.
Painting. Hopefully she'll give me the paint before I paint.
Wait, does she know that I'm leaving?
She does.
Oh.
She does.
You could have had a free Saturday. Geez.
Oh, I could have just gone out and drunk.
Because she's not like she tunes in and listens.
No. She tunes out.
Yeah. You could have gone golfing. You could have gone hunting.
Should have kept it to myself. It's funny. Actually, you know, once the kids got a little bit older, she really began to appreciate just having no one around.
That's
just doing her own thing.
On a Saturday.
Yes.
Nice. We are telling people, well, a couple things. First of all, while I'm away on this 2-month vow of silence, walking the 800 kilometers on the Camino, I'll be posting some pictures and some hilarious interactions with people. And somebody said to me, Drew, you should share one of the things that you've written, because I've been writing once a week about these experiences and my sacred silence training. And so at the risk of sounding like it needs to be even more about me,
this is my favorite one so far of the ones you've written.
The dog one?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, because I have a dog and I get it.
Right. So I'm going to read this one.
All right.
Is that okay? This week I was walking with my dog, Tucker, who's right beside me here in the studio, in the middle of an insect-ridden swamp when it dawned on me why we all love our pets so much, why we love animals. Again, this was written on my day of silence. And for the record, those who don't like animals and see no reason to have an animal in their life are they're soulless entities that deserve no love. I believe that one of the main reasons we love our pets is because they don't talk humanese. Seriously, imagine if they could talk, especially after the things they've seen or heard from us. But since they can't talk to us, we assume they don't judge. I mean, all we get from them is unconditional love. How do we know this? Because they greet us every morning, every time we come home, with so much happiness that they can't keep their butt still. Kind of like when Tim and I see each other every Saturday. Sorry, cat owners, it's a dog thing. You wouldn't get it. We also know they don't judge because they seem to forgive. Sure, they might have a hard time trusting people after they've experienced consistent inhumane treatment, but it takes an awful lot of inhumanity, emphasis on awful, for a dog not to forgive. So I've decided that I'm going to try to be more of a dog. Not the slimeball D-bag guy at the bar dog. I'm going to be like my dog, Tucker. Tucker the Wonder Dog, who's, again, right beside me. When Tucker was just a pup, he was accidentally run over and almost died. One moment, Tucker was running alongside of a truck filled with people on a private country property with a big old smile on his face, tongue hanging out, anxious to be with the people that were in the truck, happy to go wherever the people were going, happy just to be running beside the people. He didn't need to be in the truck. He was just happy to be near the people. And the next moment, in his happiness and in his naiveness, he cut in front of the 4,500-pound truck, probably just to get closer to the people on the other side. I heard the horrific howls and yelps from around the corner. Even though I didn't see it, I knew immediately what had just happened and bolted to my dog's side. The vet determined that he had multiple lacerations, a broken jaw, broken ribs, and a punctured lung that couldn't retain the pressure needed to keep him breathing. He was suffocating to death. Being told to come back to the clinic to say a final goodbye to Tucker was brutal, as in sobbing brutal. 3 years later, Tucker holds no grudges against the person who drove over him. Quite the opposite. He loves that person and actually smiles when he sees them. He's forgiven them. Now, you might say, come on, Drew, you're making this kind of a big deal here. You're taking it a little far, don't you think? We're talking about a dog. A dog doesn't have the mental capacity to think about things the way humans do. The reason the dog was run over was because he did something stupid, because he's a dog with a dog brain. The reason he doesn't hold any grudges is because he's a dog with a dog brain. The reason he's so happy to see you every morning and every time you come home is because he's a dog with a dog brain. You're reading way too much into this. Well, I wish I was more like Tucker the Wonder Dog. I want to greet people with such enthusiasm that my butt can't keep still. I want to forgive people so thoroughly that I can't even remember how they've wronged me. I want to stop judging the things I've heard and seen people do. Maybe that's why dogs don't live very long, because it would be inhumane for them to endure more humanity. I hope I can become more like Tucker the Wonder Dog before I die. His enthusiasm about people, his unconditional love, his aversion to judgmentalism, his forgiveness. Jesus. Get it? Anyway, at this point, the closest I come to being like Tucker the Wonder Dog is when I have my days of silence. Here endeth the reading of this, my word.
I want to see your tail wag when you see me. That's what I got out of there. Got a couple colors online, brother.
Shake your tail feather. Hi, who's this?
G'day, how are you?
Hi, is this Brett?
This is Brett. How are you?
G'day, Brett from Australia. How you going, mate?
I'm going well, mate. I feel a bit like Tucker the Wonder Dog.
Do you? You're wagging your butt because you're happy to see us? You're going to miss us. Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, I'm going to miss you. I've got nothing else to do with my early Sunday morning, so I'm out walking the dog at present listening to the Drew Marshall Show. Well, fantastic.
Yeah, it's a pretty wild thing. Brett, seriously, you've been a faithful listener for a long time now. And I actually would appreciate any advice you have for me as I head out on this pilgrimage, on this break. What do you have to say to me, Brett?
Well, the thing that I do when I'm going out, particularly if I'm going to be in remote areas, is make certain that I've got
toilet paper,
medication,
oh.
essential medications, good socks, and something to put stuff in to keep it all dry.
Right. Right. Okay. All right. Now, what about from the spiritual side of things?
I don't know. I think that both you and I share sort of a bit of a vacuum in that area. I've always been looking for a tangible experience. And all I can say is that when I was about 20 years old, I felt like I had a tangible experience. But now I'm 50, 55, and I've still been waiting for a more tangible experience. So I don't have any advice regarding spiritual matters.
Wow, interesting. I actually appreciate whatever you just said. Even though it wasn't advice, I appreciate the fact that you've said, I don't know. I mean, that's some of the best stuff I've ever heard from people is, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I got lots of I don't know, I can tell you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Brett, listen, seriously, from Tim and I know you're Tim's bigger fan than you are mine. I appreciate anybody who sticks with us as long as you have, because there's a lot of goofiness on this show, and that either means that you need to change your medication or I don't know, move to Canada. How's that sound?
Yes, well, maybe I'll have to become less like the Wonder Dog and not miss you so much.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a bit of a difficulty for me. Going to be a bit of a change to my routine.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, enjoy your walk.
Well, thank you. Thank you. The show will still be playing, but it'll be best of pre-recorded stuff that we've already, you know, you may have already heard, but we'll still be here. So anyway, yeah. Brett, thank you so much, mate. So good to hear from you all the way from Oz.
Yeah. Have a good walk. See you later.
Thanks, mate. Go and walk about. Yeah. Ta-da. Too funny. Oh, Brett from Australia. Hi, who's this?
Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. You're going to have to speak up a little louder, sweetie.
I have a problem with my phone.
Oh,
I just want to talk to you before you leave for your trip.
Okay, thank you. What advice do you have for me, Sarah?
I just want to tell you, get in the Word.
Get in the Word.
Yeah. Get Ephesians and Colossians deep-rooted in your system.
Okay, all right.
Okay, and I would like you to look for the old... the old shows that you had with me on?
Yeah.
Yeah? You always wanted to be the king of talk shows.
I've always wanted to be the king of talk shows?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you mentioned one time that you see Oprah as the queen of talk show TV.
Okay.
No, I want to give you the opportunity to be that person.
Well, there you go.
If you will call me... My number is 905.
Yeah, can I just say, don't give your phone number out on air because you'll have weirdos calling you.
Okay, well, could you take it off here?
Yeah, Tim can see it on the phone. He'll write it down from the phone.
Okay, and you call me when you get back from your trip. I hope you have a good season 14.
Thank you, darling. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear you, too.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
So many nice people out in the world. I got to be nicer, eh? I got to try that. Try that once or twice. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
I'm good. I've just been a listener of yours for about 19 months. I'm calling from Montgomery, Alabama.
right. Okay. And
I was just hoping you could take some entertainment with you. I'm a big fan of that Carrie Pomeroy that you have on.
I knew it was her. I just didn't. So, man.
Delightful. And I think you need to find Jesus. I've been praying for your soul for so many years. And the only good thing going for you is Carrie Pomeroy and Captain Steuben on your show. So I was hoping that maybe she could be on your homepage while you were gone. I think there's too much Candace Cameron Bure. I think there's too much and there needs to be more care at Pomeroy. And you have dead people on your homepage, Drew. You have dead people that you are advertising as guests on your show, and I don't think it's appropriate.
No.
I don't think it's biblical.
No, it's not biblical. No, I should have Carrie Pomeroy on my homepage, and I should take her audio comedy CDs
Absolutely.
With me.
Absolutely, and you can find those at carriepom.com. That's K-E-R-R-I-P-O-M.com. And I'm sure she'd be available to guest host for you while you're gone, and you could stop doing pre-recorded stuff.
You are just... Well, listen, ma'am, I really appreciate that, the kind word. Actually, do you know Carrie at all?
She actually is in the room with me. Would you like me to get her?
If you wouldn't mind, I'd love to speak with her. What a treat to speak with Carrie Pomeroy right now. If you wouldn't mind getting her, ma'am, that'd be great.
Oh, yes. We're in the dollar store together. We're just shopping. Come here, sweetie. Put the toothpaste.
Okay.
Put the Crest toothpaste down. Put it down. It's Crest toothpaste. It's not
Does the whole world need to know your business?
Hi, it's Carrie Pomeroy, Drew.
Hi, Puddin'. How are you?
Are you really going to leave me for all that time?
Yes, ma'am.
What the heck? Okay, can I tell you what you really have to do? Because I have a new obsession, and it's Canadian.
Okay, go.
I had surgery, and I was forced to watch Netflix, and I fell in love with this show called Cedar Creek. Do you know what I'm talking about? It was filmed in Canada.
Andy McDowell. Oh, okay.
It's all these Canadians pretending that they live in Washington and, like, pretending to be American, but it is the best show.
Yes.
And then it got canceled, and I need to come to Canada, and I need to find, they're all dead to me now, because, you know, they got canceled. It's the greatest show. I'm not kidding. It's so good, and I have a new respect for your country.
Because of Cedar Creek. Wow.
And there's this hot guy on there. Oh, he's Canadian, and I think if we work together, we could find him.
You know, is that the? Does she ride a bike in the opening credits?
Yes, it's in Vancouver. It's like precious. I seriously think that you're my closest connection to this guy, and like, I'm like a real stalker for him. Like, I feel like there's a future with me and him together, and I feel like you're my connection.
Okay, kind of like I was your connection with John Schneider.
Yeah, but I feel like this is more real, and I can't remember his name right now.
Wow. So it's a real connection. Okay. All right.
But I loved it. It's a beautiful show, and I'm a huge fan of Vancouver now, just so you know. So I think you should take the Cedar Cove seasons 1 through 3, and I don't know why it got canceled.
Okay. All right. Well, I will.
But I hope you have a wonderful time, and I hope you get saved, sweetie. We've been praying for so long.
Thank you, Carrie. Listen, seriously, folks, Carrie Pomeroy, our Hollywood correspondent, the website is carriepom.com, and she is the most entertaining...
Don't talk about me until I'm on your homepage. Drew.
She is the most entertaining person I've had on my show.
Oh,
that's why she's been a monthly guest for 10 years.
You're not changing the homepage, are you?
10 years.
No, you're not changing it. 10 years!
The only reason you're not on my homepage is because you didn't show up for our 10-year anniversary, okay?
I stood you up 4 times. Like, we're a typical marriage. I didn't show up for our anniversary, and you bugged me. Like, it's a match made in heaven. I think this is only going to strengthen our bond that we don't talk for 3 months.
Too funny. Too funny. Carrie,
I miss you.
I will miss you heaps, too. Take care.
Okay, well, okay. When you're, like, pretending that you don't have technology, call me because I know you will.
Okay,
so
all right.
We'll talk.
Beautiful. Thanks, buddy.
Okay.
Yeah, see
you.
Bye, Carrie. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, man. Did you know it was her from the beginning?
I thought so. I saw a 310 number.
Yeah.
But it didn't sound anything like her.
No. It's strange for Hollywood to call us, so it's probably got to be her, right?
Or Candace.
Or Candace.
Her arch nemesis.
Yeah. Short break. Our final segment on the Drew Marshall Show for season 13 is coming up, and you know what it is, folks. It's useless television trivia. You can't stop, or I will pass you. If you slow down, I will outlast.